Pat, Tim Carter, thanks a ton for calling Ask the Builder. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Oh, that was my dad. I'm Tim.
Good morning, Tim.
There we go. That's better.
I'm Pat Durastani from Hamilton Square, New Jersey.
Oh, Pat, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you because, I'm going to start crying.
No, you're not.
No. My daughter and I bought this house in June, and since we've moved in, we've had one problem after another and have spent a considerable amount of money trying to solve them all between termites and squirrels in the attic that the previous owner put poison up there, and we had a mess of dead squirrels in the attic.
Okay.
All that had to be taken care of. Now, the problem now that we're really unable to solve is one bedroom has an odor that we can't discover where it's coming from, and no matter what we do, we can't get rid of it. We've cut out one little piece of drywall in the front of the room to see if there was any water leakage, although it doesn't smell like mildew.
Okay. Can you describe that odor? I mean, is it...
Not really.
Really? That's interesting.
But what we pulled up the carpets. I at first thought it smelled like wet plaster. My daughter thinks it smells like sour. But we pulled up the carpet, and the carpet was soaked with, had stains from old pet urine.
Okay, all right.
But we had the floor treated. We had an asbestos abatement team come in and pull up the carpets and treat the floor with a biocide. And then they put a sealer, and then we put white shellac on the floor. Although it doesn't seem stronger in any part of the room.
Okay, but after all that work, is the odor still the same level?
Yes.
Okay. That's fascinating. How old would you say the house is?
20 years old.
Okay. And is it a slab house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And when you go to some other room or the hallway, you don't smell it.
Nope.
That's it. That's very interesting. Have you tried? Is there a closet in the room?
Yes. You know, that's my daughter thinks that it smells stronger in the closet.
Okay. And did the carpet extend to the closet and you took it out as well?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't see any signs of water infiltration? I mean, there's nothing. Is that part of the lot of your house maybe wet? You know, sometimes, you know, there's a low spot on a piece of ground.
No.
Okay.
No. We had an industrial engineer come out. He couldn't find it.
And nobody took any air samples.
Yes, we've had that done.
And what did that, it came back with nothing?
Nothing.
Wow, I'm kind of stumped too. I'm actually just trying to roll through my brain here what it could be, especially since you can't, you know, like quantify that odor. Like, for example, you and I both know what like a dead animal smells like. That puts out a very distinctive odor.
Yes.
And it's not that type of odor.
Well, I guess not, because because of the dead squirrels in the attic, that the way we first discovered that was there was a stain in the ceiling. We were only here 3 weeks in the one bedroom.
Okay.
And when my daughter went up into the attic and she saw all the droppings up there.
Yes.
And then we don't have a male living in the house, so we called a roofer. And he came and he went up and he said, oh, well, you got a problem up here. So then another stain appeared in the ceiling in the bedroom that I'm speaking of.
Okay.
The bedroom where the odor problem is. But now we had the people who removed the insulation came back the other day to put it back. And I asked them to, you know, examine that area of the floor of the attic,
which
would be the ceiling of that bedroom.
Yes, and?
They said that didn't appear to be anything there, and there wasn't anywhere that they could see of that an animal could have gotten into a hole in, you know, the wall or anything.
All right. Well, I want you to run an experiment.
Okay.
Here's what I think I'd like you to do. We need to solve this. We need to solve this by process of elimination. So I want to take the floor out of the equation here.
Okay.
All right. I want you to go out and we'll just start first with an inexpensive one to see what happens. Go buy a solid sheet of a vapor retarder, you know, like a, you know, vapor barrier, some people call it. It's really a vapor retarder. 6 mil. I want you to go to a hardware store and get a piece of vapor retarder that you can lay down on the floor.
Okay.
And I want you to cut it tight to the floor like it was the carpet.
Right.
And I want you to tape it, actually take some duct tape and tape the edges to the woodwork in the room.
Right, okay.
See what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to completely get out the floor. In other words, let's see if there's any type of gas coming up off that floor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put this thing down and then you tape the edges, and then I want you to immediately... Are there windows in this bedroom?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to open up the windows and, like, put a fan in and try to suck all the air out of the room as rapidly as possible and blow it outside.
Okay.
You know, that'll only take like 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And then close the door to the bedroom, and come back in 2 hours and see if the odor is as strong.
Okay.
See where I'm going with this?
Yep.
If there is a noticeable difference, like, wow, you know,
yes,
it's not as strong, or I smell it just a little bit, or it's gone. You know, let's hope it's gone. Bingo, we finally figured out where it is at least coming from.
Yes.
So I want you to do that, and then I want you to call me back.
Okay.
Like, call me back next Saturday.
All right.
You know, so in other words, because then we're going to be able to go to step two.
Right. Well, that's what I was hoping, that the white shellac.
Well, but it might not have. I mean, it could be coming through. Yeah, that's what I was hoping the white shellac would do too. But there's who knows.
Okay.
And this is inexpensive. This is going to be fast. You can buy this piece of plastic for less than $10.
Okay.
You can tape it on there, and you can do the whole thing in an hour. See what I mean?
Okay, the tack strip is still around the edge. Should I take that up?
I would, because you might hurt your hand. Yeah, I want this. I don't want any holes in this plastic.
Right. Okay.
Like I said, I want one giant piece. I don't want any seams. I don't want anything.
It should go into the closet.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, and you got to go into the closet, so you have to cut around that, cut nice and tightly. And you know, you can buy this stuff 20 feet wide, so I don't think this room is bigger than 20 feet.
No.
Okay, so you one giant piece.
All right.
And tape the edges really well.
All right.
Call me back next Saturday.
I will. Thank you
very
much.
All right, pal.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.